Part 3, starting now. A man should have become a useful person to employ by the time he is 20 or 21. He should be beginning to feel that either his experience as an apprentice or the knowledge he has acquired in his post-school courses have given him the right to expect a decent salary. He should have his foot firmly on the rung of the right ladder. Sometimes, however, it may occur that he perceives his foot to be stuck in a rut rather than on a ladder, that he is, in fact, in a dead-end job. At 20 to 25, it is easy to change. Newspapers and employment agencies are full of jobs for young men with a little experience in this age group. A change should not be made, however, merely for the sake of a change. When employing someone, the employer looks for a man who has stayed a reasonable length of time at his previous job. Chopping and changing for their own sake get you nowhere. There are, however, undoubtedly times when the wise man will review his job, his money, and his prospects. Very often it can happen that a prophet is without honor in his own country. And because a firm has taught a young man all he knows, management occasionally tends to think of him as still the young clerk first employed, and do not really pay him a salary commensurate with his skill. While it is not recommended that anyone should ever turn and bite the hand that fed him, for disloyalty is a horrible vice, still it must be remembered, so is exploitation. The young man, therefore, who perceives that he has either been forgotten or is being made use of, should go frankly to his employer and ask for recognition in the form of a rise and a possible improvement in his position. That is, one incurring increased responsibility. End of part 3.